You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's a new week, but we start it the same way we start all our shows, with a sense of how the markets have performed throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Chief Investment Officer and Founder at Makwe Fund Managers. That is Makwe Masilela, to take a look at some of the movements throughout the day. Good evening, Mr. Masilela. Always happy to speak to you. Looks as though the markets had somewhat of a good day on the equities front, and the Rand staying away from 19 Rand for now.
Yeah, evening to you and to the listeners. So far, it's a good start, though it's a very short week. Remember last week, it was another short week, but we ended up the week up almost 1.1%. Jimmy, we know we still have a lot of things to deal with: our interest rate position, U.S. personal consumption expenditure, our producer price inflation. But what's of interest, we see that bond traders are cautiously reloading wagers that banned them just weeks ago, as central bankers are finally appearing set to begin reducing interest rates as soon as June. And remember the previous bet that central banks would be swift when it comes to loosening in 2024 expired after authorities maintained their focus on elevated inflation and that resilient demand. But last week's surprise cut from the likes of your Swiss National Bank and the dovish outlook from the Fed, the Bank of England, European Central Bank gave investors a reason to once again position for easing. And we've seen our Q1 consumer confidence improving at least from negative 17 points to negative 15. Not bad at all. So I think markets are kind of mixed.
Makwe, you touched on this around the asset managers and the institutional investors sort of piling into bonds at this stage. And I wonder, how do we navigate the bond space, but also just the general investment space with this confusing higher for longer, but not much longer rhetoric that we're getting out of central banks? We're being told that, yes, we're not going to get the rate cuts in Q1 and Q2 as we expected, but now the market is saying then we have to then get them in Q3 and Q4. And I wonder, how does that affect investment decisions now going into the second quarter of the year, and understanding that if we have a different picture come the end of the second quarter, we could push rate cuts even further back?
Jimmy, is very tricky. Remember, for most investors, that these two most popular and historically reliable indicators of recession, and so far they've topped up, taking to the yield curve, that it is meaning when you look into the 10-year yield, is lower than the 2-year yield. And also when you look into the leading economic index, it has been very reliable previously. And now when you see it there, what you see there, 6 months average change to negative, then you know that there should be a recession, but none of that happened. So unfortunately, sentiment has been very bullish. So now we don't know what to look at. All we are saying is that central bankers are the ones who have been driving the markets. And remember that most bonds pay a fixed interest rate, and that becomes more attractive if interest rates fall, and because they drive up demand and the prices of the bond. And if interest rates rise, investors will no longer prefer those lower fixed interest rates paid out by a bond, resulting in a decline when it comes to the price. But now you get fluctuating ones. So interest rates going up, borrowing costs going up, then we expect the yield as well to continue to go up. So it's just a question of you just trade the markets listening to the headlines, and truth be told, we've just been helped by this Magnificent Seven. If it was not because of them, and they were also getting their cue from the likes of Avilia, if not, I don't think the markets will be where they are, because we thought interest rates would go down by March. Now we're starting to think of June. And then, as you said, if it happens that data becomes something else, then we start now expecting it to go further down the line, that probably it might no longer be June. Maybe we start pressing in the likes of July. But higher for longer, we've seen, is not good for the economy. Look into our local banks when they report their results. It just shows you that retailers, small businesses are struggling because most of these guys, they had to increase their impairments.
Marco, speaking of the South African picture and sticking with that for a second with the central banks, you mentioned we've got that rate decision. I know the MPC would give us that decision later this week, Wednesday, Thursday-ish. We're all but at this point expecting that there won't be a rate cut, given the fact that we haven't seen anything out of the US. We've already spoken about this in the past, that South Africa doesn't want to be the country that cuts too early. It could cause a worse situation in resurgence in inflation and those sorts of things. We've moved past the fact that we're not going to get a rate cut this week. What are we looking forward to? Are we looking forward to a rate cut the next meeting? Are we looking forward to some announcements here? Inflation came out sticky last week, so that's never going to be a good thing for the central bank to make a decision on. But where do we stand as SA Inc?
You know, the fact that we usually have our meetings, I mean, bi-monthly, I don't think we'll even get it into the next meeting. Remember, as you said, the U.S. continues to be a de facto leader when it comes to cutting interest rates or setting interest rates. But the most important thing for all central bankers is that they don't want to lose their credibility. Jimmy, if you remember, we were complaining that the guys are too slow. They never thought inflation would be this sticky. But at some point, they realized that this inflation thing is here for to stay. And usually, you know, you get interest rates going up, you know, in an elevator, but coming down in the form of a lift. But we don't expect that this time around that will start seeing some rapid decreases when it comes to rates. So I think with us, we should look into maybe the Fed meeting. If we count this week's meeting, then maybe the Fed meeting, probably, and depending on what other the big guys are doing. Remember, the likes of Japan as well, they're starting to move from negative interest rates as well, but the likes of China are still, you know, trying to help the economy, trying to stimulate the economy. So I don't think it's going to be a linear formula. It's not going to be on a straight line, but I don't expect any rate cuts in the next coming two meetings.
Marco, how do we plan for the day when central banks are not involved? So we, at this point, we're pricing in rate cuts around Q3, Q4. We're saying that everything right now is still very much driven by central banks, but there will come a time where interest rates will come down, whether it's sooner, whether it's later, whether it's next year or the year after that, and markets will sort of return back to their old drivers and all of that. Do you think there'll be too much pent-up tension in the market at that point because the central banks have sort of controlled the narrative for so long?
Not really, Jim. In fact, most market participants are waiting for that, to get equities to be driven by the fundamentals, to look into the microeconomy of that particular country or where that companies operate. And Jimmy, that's how people have been trained when they start looking and evaluating stocks. They're looking into the fundamentals of a particular company. Yes, you have others who are looking into the technicals, others are using a combination of both. But we won't have a problem to go back to those days, because the problem, Jimmy, with interest rates, that maybe we need to remember, we can have all the facts on the table, but it boils down to voting. And we know what voting means. It boils down to voting.
Ironic, considering we're in an election year, but we'll leave it at that, Makwe. Thanks as always for those insights. Makwe Masilela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, joining me to reflect on some of the market movements throughout the day, as well as our expectations for this week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.